Now, I talked at the top of the program about some exciting news that broke while I was in Northern Ontario. I'll preface it by saying in Europe, a most popular game fish. Let me underline that. Most popular game fish is the common carp, the one that we've ignored for 100 years. In fact, the World Carp Cup Classic is, without question, the biggest organized professional fishing event on the planet. 21 countries participate each year. And guess what? Canada may soon, get its own version of that. And all thanks to a simple little ruling that is now up under the spotlight, thanks to the help from the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, John Jakubowski. He joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Hello.
Yeah, you there, John?
Good. Yeah, beautiful.
So I got this call, I guess about 2 weeks, maybe 10 days ago, from one of your people, she says, great news, we're going to post the carp two-rod thing, and we'd like to talk about it with your audience. And I was in the middle of nowhere, I couldn't do anything about it, then all of a sudden I heard it came out as a press release, and I am so excited. Tell folks what I'm talking about, John.
Well, Angelo, first of all, I want to thank you for bringing this to our attention. You get into a new ministry and the files are, stacked 4 feet high. And you brought it to my attention about the popularity of this tournament all around the world in countries that it's been held. And that the reason we couldn't hold it here is we have a restriction for a single line, except if you're certain areas of the Great Lakes from a boat and through the ice. And so we got talking about it, as you know, and so we posted it on the EBR registry, a proposal for multiple lines when angling for carp in Ontario. Because we want to give people more opportunities to enjoy the amazing natural resources in this province. And also, can you imagine the boon to our tourism industry to be able to hold, if this is passed, if we could hold a tournament of that nature here on Ontario, would be just absolutely fantastic. We'd be more than a $2.2 billion hit to the economy, which fishing is now.
Yeah, it could be great. And I think also, John, we can't overlook the fact that we have got a changing community here, especially in this province. And a lot of folks who are now, looking at fishing as a great way to get away from, the daily rigors of our life. A lot of these, their backgrounds are tied to Europe, and in Europe, carp is king. And so they fish it in a certain
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. And we have fantastic carp fishing here in Ontario. But if you want to have one of these tournaments, which is going to be a big, huge, it brings in participants from all over the world, we have to be able to have multiple lines. That's the way the tournament works. So we just thought, when you brought this to my attention and you brought it to the attention of Minister Tshibolo when he was Tourism and Culture and Sport, and certainly would be, having more conversations with Minister McLeod on this. But I think the opportunities are absolutely fantastic. And one of the things I need to point out, though, Angela, is that this has to be approved by the federal government.
Right.
When we make amendments to the Ontario Fishery Regulations, it has to be approved by the federal government. So I have, while this posting is on the registry, I've written to the Honorable Jonathan Wilkinson, Minister of Fisheries, Oceans, and the Coast Guard, requesting that that they approve this. Once it gets to that stage, that they would approve this, because we have to have their blessing on it as well.
Now, John, does it make a difference whether you get 100 or 1,000 or a million people posting comments on this thing? I guess what I'm saying is...
It would certainly be. Yes, it does make a difference, and that's. I'm glad you mentioned that, Angelo. So we want people to get on the EBR registry and go there and register their support for this, because it's very important. So if they go to fishpolicy.ca, That's Fish Policy, all one word, Fish Policy, at Ontario.ca by July 29th, because that's when the posting will run to. If they would go there and post their comments, this is only for carp. I mean, this is only for carp. Multiple lines used for carp. Because of the nature of the fishing and the fishing tournament, and plus we have a tremendously healthy carp population here in Ontario. Oh. So if they would go there and register their support for this, it would be extremely helpful.
We're going to post it. Actually, we already have it on our site, yep. But we're going to post it there over and over again. It's fishpolicy@ontario.ca, fishpolicy@ontario.ca. We need your help. I know, you know, some of you don't even fish for carp, never fish for carp, never even thought of fishing for carp. But you really have to look at this. You have to kind of understand this whole situation. Carp anglers need two rods to fish, plain and simple. And this regulation that John and his team are proposing is addressed squarely to them. It doesn't affect any other fishery. John, can you sit with us for a couple of more minutes?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. I got to make some money. I got to take a quick break when we come back.
You got to pay the bills, eh?
Yeah, you know what that's all about, right? The Honorable John Jakubowski, Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, on the line. When we come back, more Journal After This. There, go away.
Hey, it's the Beasley Brothers. When we're not shooting Canada's most watched hunting show, Canada in the Rough, we listen to Angela Viola on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angela Viola. Thank you, Keith. Keith Beasley. I haven't seen him. Where is he?
Probably in Peterborough or hunting somewhere. I don't know.
Wow, I haven't seen him in ages. what was I saying? Stephen Labadie over there, Derek Brandeo, and Jessica Ellis at the control board, keeping us honest today. And online with us, the Honorable Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, John Jakubowski. And I have to tell you, John, you're throwing my schedule completely on kilter right now, which I love.
Well, that's great, because that's we got to be able to kind of go with the flow and move with the punches, you know.
You know, I keep telling folks.
Mention if I could that this is we've doubled the amount of free fishing events this year.
Yes,
and from now until July 7th, it's free fishing all across Ontario. For those that don't have a license, it's free fishing. So good chance through this Canada Day weekend and next week to get out with your family and enjoy those 400,000 lakes in this beautiful province, and enjoy the natural resources we have. And I think this is, you know, an opportunity for families to spend together and get more kids hooked on fishing. So hopefully more people can enjoy the extra free fishing events that we've brought in this year. And, you know, yesterday I was down at the Normandale Fish Culture Center. Looking at our fish culture program, and we stock 8.5 million fish a year into 1,200 different bodies of water. It was a fascinating tour, but all good for me, Angelo, to find out what we're doing to enhance some of those fishing opportunities as well.
Yeah, and John, I think people often forget, you know, a minister comes into a portfolio such as yourself, and they just automatically assume that he knows everything about everything there ever was to know about that particular portfolio. And, man, I can tell them right now, having spent a little bit of time with you and some of the other ministers, it is a really tough job to bring yourself up to speed. There is so much, and especially in your ministry, where you've got so many elements, so many tentacles hanging out from this monster. It's tough. It's really tough, and I take my hat off to you guys for being able to corral it all in. You just mentioned you spent a day yesterday finding out about stocking, but there's so many things.
Yeah, forestry. It was fantastic. And you know what made it fantastic for me is the changes, because I actually worked at what was then the Petawawa Fish Hatchery in 1978. And
wow,
this is nothing like the Petawawa Fish Hatchery in 1978. So from somebody who had never been in one of these places, they wouldn't have a thought about what it might look like. And
yeah,
but myself, having actually been in one and worked in one, the changes and the new technology and the science that's involved today is quite amazing.
John, why do you think it's important that we do this stocking? We've been stocking since I was a kid. I can remember stocking programs when I was just finding out about fishing. And a lot of people don't even realize just how much effort goes into that, each and every year from your department. Why do you think we need it?
Well, I mean, you want to keep a healthy fish population, and it's part of, you know, offering those opportunities to people. And also, I mean, making sure that there's a balance in the lakes. But also, I mean, we have a tourism industry that, you know, relies on fishing is a big part of it. And, yeah. And you know, the more we work with these, the more we understand the nature of different fish as well.
Like,
there's so much science going on at these culture stations to help us understand how each one of these species works and how we can actually improve the species itself.
Yeah, yeah, it's an ongoing work in progress, right? People just think, well, you're stocking a lake, put some fish in, go away, and it'll be, but it's not. It's a whole series of checks and balances that M&R folks do behind the scenes that, you know what, they never get any thanks for. They get nothing, you know, folks generally just complain about M&R, don't they?
Well, and continuing to find better ways to make sure that, like, stocked fish will actually become fish that will breed.
Yeah.
And produce new fish because, you know, because they're not in a completely natural environment when they're in a culture center. So always finding ways, and that was some of the amazing things that I found yesterday at the station was just the science and how it's evolved to just continually make things better, and also your success rate about survival rate and everything else.
Oh.
Continually doing things to improve those, which, I mean, survival rate is money, right? I mean, if your survival rate goes up, then the value for the dollar goes up as well. Dollar value for dollars invested go up as well.
John, I got to mention, we're getting a couple of messages in on that. We sent folks to fishpolicy@ontario.ca. That is not a website. That is an email address, and that's where you go to post your comments. If you want to read about the proposed fishing regulation changes, you have to go to the ero.ontario.ca. And we also have it on the fishingcanada.com site if you want to go there.
Just click on news or just go on our ODJ Radio Twitter page. I just posted it up right there.
Yeah, we're causing a lot of excitement with this thing, John. People are really getting into
this. ero.ontario.ca/notice/019/0130. But I thought that was just going to be too much for the show.
We're pretty simple out here for sure. What's coming down the line for you this summer? Any other big events we should be looking at?
Oh, we're all. I mean, they've. I haven't even been able to go through the entire tour schedule they have me doing as minister. But then you've got all your other stuff as well, you know. And so we expect to be, you know, touring a lot of different places, seeing what's going on, and you know, we've actually, you know, have to be flexible too, depending on how things go with the fire season. We've had a very good one so far, Angelo. Touch wood, thank God. It hasn't been a bad season in Ontario so far, but our crews are there and ready, and they've dealt with a number of fires. We've also assisted with out in Alberta because they've had it so rough. But we have to be, you know, I have to, as minister, I have to be prepared to react on those situations as well. But I'm very thankful. We've burned roughly about, you know, 35% of the hectares to date that have burned this year compared to last year. So that's a blessing, and we're thankful for that. But
and most
all of
these
things, I mean, it's forest firefighting, it's fishing, it's there's many different things, as you know, in this ministry that can pull you away at a second's notice.
You know, I like to think of it almost like our line of work, you know, in the fishing television and radio business. What makes it difficult for us, and I look at you squarely in the eyes, and I look at you and I say, you're going through the same thing, is that because we're dealing with Mother Nature, nothing is ever certain. No, you know, there's no inventory levels that you can predict year in and year out. There's no emergencies you can predict year in and year out, because Mother Nature can throw a curveball at you in a moment's notice. And you guys, I mean, your ministry is exactly that.
Look,
right?
We've had the flooding this year, which has been catastrophic for so many people, including people in my riding of Renfrew, Nipissing, Pembroke. last year, flooding was not an issue for the most part, but forest fires were an issue. So, I mean, it's you don't know from one year to the next what kind of a year it's going to be, and we don't control the weather. So, you know, it's a
moving
target. You
just
have to react the best you can and have your people prepared in the best way.
Are you going to have some time to enjoy the new grandchild?
Yeah. As you know, we talked about that little while ago, and I think it was just 4 weeks yesterday. I have to check with my wife. yeah, little Anya Vitka Montchipping was born, our 10th grandchild, and she's doing nice. Very, very well, and mother's doing well as well, and these are things, these are blessings that in the day-to-day, challenges of public life, and everybody has challenges in their lives, those blessings are an important thing, too. So we're very very thankful for her arrival as well.
John, as a taxpayer, I'm giving you permission to take a day off and go fishing sometime in the very near future. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Angelo. And you have a great weekend and happy Canada Day. And I celebrate, living in this wonderful country where we are so fortunate and blessed.
Are we ever? Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. The Honorable John Jakubowski, the MPP for Renfrew Nipissing Pembroke, and now the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, laying some wonderful news on us about the two-rod carp ruling that we've been talking to officials about for the last 5 or 6 years. Well, guess what? It looks like it may be coming to a head. If you want to help us in this quest, you can put your comments in at fishpolicy@ontario.ca. That's fishpolicy@ontario.ca, or simply go to fishingcanada.com and go to our news section, and we've got the whole story there about what could happen if we get your support.
Yep.
So, and we need it badly, for sure.